The state will receive $36 million from the National Opioid Settlements for the next fiscal year. DHS has proposed using that money to continue several programs distributing overdose reversal drug Narcan and fentanyl test strips. The agency's plan also maintains funding to cover room and board costs for Medicaid recipients and residential treatment. The proposal adds new funding for substance use prevention in K-12 schools, colleges, and community groups. On a call with reporters, Attorney General Josh Call said local leaders have voiced support for these programs.
They want to stop using Narcan and start getting in a position where instead of saving folks who have overdosed, we're preventing people from developing substance use disorder in the first place.
The state legislature's Joint Finance Committee has to approve the proposal from DHS. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.